Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 19, The Appearance of Shukadev Goswami, Part 1, Texts 1 through 24. Maharaj Parikshit decides to fast until death. Sri Sukta Goswami said, while returning home, Maharaj Parikshit felt that the act he had committed against the faultless and powerful Brahmana was heinous, extremely wicked, deeply criminal, and uncivilized. Consequently, Emperor Parikshit was distressed, and so he was thinking as follows. Due to my neglecting the injunctions of the Supreme Lord, I must certainly expect some difficulty to overcome me in the near future. I now desire without reservation that the calamity come now, for in this way I may be freed of the sinful action and not commit such an offense again. I am uncivilized and sinful due to my neglect of Brahminical culture, God consciousness, and cow protection. I therefore wish that my kingdom, strength, and riches burn up immediately by the fire of the Brahmana's wrath, so that in the future I may not be guided by such inauspicious attitudes. And while the king was thus repenting, he received news of his imminent death, which would be due to the bite of a snake bird occasioned by the curse spoken by the sage's son, Sringi. King Parikshit accepted this as good news, for it would be the cause of his indifference towards worldly things. Maharaj Parikshit sat down firmly on the banks of the Ganges in order to concentrate his mind in Krishna consciousness, rejecting all other practices of self-realization. Parikshit knew that transcendental loving service to Krishna is the greatest achievement, superseding all other methods. The river Ganges, by which the king sat to fast, carries the most auspicious water, which is mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and tulsi leaves. Therefore, this water sanctifies the three worlds inside and outside, and even sanctifies Lord Shiva and other demigods. Consequently, everyone who is destined to die must take shelter of this river Ganges. Thus, the king, the worthy descendant of the Pandavas, decided once and for all to sit on the Ganges bank and fast until death, giving himself up to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who alone is able to award liberation and is therefore known by the name Mukunda. And so, freeing himself from all kinds of associations and attachments, Emperor Parikshit accepted the vows of a sage. At that time, all the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples, and sages who could verily sanctify a place of pilgrimage just by their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrim's journey. From different parts of the universe, there arrived great sages like Atri, Chavana, Sharadvan, Arishtaneni, Bhrigu, Vasishta, Parashara, Vishvamitra, Angira, Parashuram, Uttatya, Indraprahmada, Idmavahu, Medhatiti, Devala, Arshtasena, Bharadwaj, Gautama, Pipalada, Maitreya, Aurava, Kavasha, Kumbayoni, Dwaipayana, and the great personality Narada Muni. And there were also many other saintly demigods, kings, and special royal orders known as Arunadayas, which is a special rank of Rajarshis from different dynasties of sages. When they all assembled together to meet Emperor Parikshit, he received them properly, bowing his head to the ground. After all the rishis and others had seated themselves comfortably, the king, humbly standing before them with folded hands, informed them of his decision to fast until death. The fortunate Parikshit then spoke, "Indeed, we are the most grateful of all the kings who are trained to get favors from the great souls. Generally, you sages consider royalty as refuse to be rejected and left in a distant place. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of both the transcendental and mundane worlds, has graciously overtaken me in the form of a Brahmana's curse. Due to my being too much attached to family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear will I detach myself from this world. O Brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul, and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way, for I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created bite me at once, for I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu." Again, offering obeisances unto all of you Brahmanas, I pray that if I should again take my birth in this material world, that I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, association with Krishna's devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings. And so, in perfect self-control, Maharaj Parikshit sat down on a seat of straw with its roots facing the east, placed on the southern bank of the Ganges, and he himself faced the north. Just previously, he had given charge of his kingdom over to his son. Thus, Maharaj Parikshit sat to fast until death. All the demigods from the higher planets praised the king's actions, and in pleasure they continually scattered flowers over the earth and beat celestial drums. All the great sages who were assembled there also praised the decision of Maharaj Parikshit, and they expressed their approval by saying, "Very good." Naturally, sages are inclined to do good to common men, for they possess all the qualitative powers of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, they were very much pleased to see Maharaj Parikshit, a devotee of the Lord, and they spoke as follows, "O chief of all the saintly kings of the Pandu dynasty, who are strictly in the line of Lord Sri Krishna, it is not at all astonishing that you give up your throne, which is decorated with the helmets of many kings, in order to achieve eternal association with the personality of Godhead. So we shall all wait here until the foremost devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit, returns to the supreme planet, which is completely free from all mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation." all that was spoken by the great sages was very sweet to hear, full of meaning, and appropriately presented as perfectly true. So, after hearing them, Emperor Parikshit, desiring to hear of the activities of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, congratulated the sages. "Oh, you have all very kindly assembled here, having come from all parts of the universe. You are all as good as supreme knowledge personified, who resides in the planet above the three worlds, Satyaloka. Consequently, you are naturally inclined to do good to others, and but for this, you have no interest either in this life or in the next. O trustworthy Brahmanas, I now ask you about my immediate duty. Please, after proper deliberation, tell me of the unalloyed duty of everyone in all circumstances, and specifically for those who are just about to die." Recorded January 26, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
The time has finally come for you to hear about Krishna. Hey, little friend, are you running away? Hey, little friend, don't you know I want you to stay? The time has finally come for you to hear about Krishna. Hey, little friend, what is it here? Hey, little friend, why don't you come here? The time has finally come for you to hear about Krishna. Every day you're playing your game, and all your friends are doing the same. But when you need someone, just try to call out his name. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The time has finally come for you to hear about Krishna. Hey, little friend, I don't think it's very funny. Hey, little friend, I think you'd better listen to me. The time has finally come for you to hear about Krishna. The time has finally come for you to hear about Krishna. The time has finally come for you to hear about Krishna.